Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the reason why rap became great in the Western Mass suburbs.
Love the show. Hate Mark James, but you're an awesome radio host.
This is WEEI.
And I think one man,
exactly.
The next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
And you can't spell Marconi without the letters M-A-R-C.
And Andy Hart.
In general, it's a good rule. If you're going to be a jackass, be right.
Be right.
Hart, outside of you, is so vanilla.
Ow.
But when you guys are together, it really is great.
It is so good, dude.
Can I ask you a very stupid, simple question?
Well, I expect that coming from you.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yep. You know what the good thing is when I come to this show? I'm the third biggest a-hole.
Yes, sir.
It's Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
That's just the sad reality. Not everybody's perfect like us.
Mac and Hart. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
With the first pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Cam Newton, quarterback, Auburn.
Wow. My, oh my, how things have changed. That was 9 years ago. I covered that draft doing sports radio in Charlotte when he was the number one overall pick by the Panthers, and he did lead them to a Super Bowl 4 years later. Of course, they lost to Von Miller and the Denver Broncos. But the New England Patriots are at a crossroads right now, and there's a way that they can go, which is certainly not kosher with what we've seen here for the last two decades. And you look at who have left recently, and we could go up and down the list. Coaches: Matt Patricia, Brian Flores, Dante Scarnecchia, Chad O'Shea, Brett Bielema, Joe Judge, and then players: Danny Amendola, Rob Gronkowski, Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins, Trent Brown, Trey Flowers, Landon Roberts, Michael Bennett involuntarily, Nate Ebner, just on and on and on, and of course Tom Brady. So now you look at, here we are, 2020, you have the toughest schedule in the NFL. So if you're the New England Patriots, do you try to keep this thing going? Do you try to make the playoffs for the 13th straight season, or what really would have been, if you want to throw out the 08 season because, you know, Tom Brady was hurt, they haven't missed the playoffs since 2002. They haven't had a losing record since 2000. Or do you want to decide to go ahead and tank? Tank? Suck, be the lowest of the low for 1 year, understand what you're doing, and bring in Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields out of Clemson or Ohio State next year. So there's, you have one school of thought over here, which is completely antithetical to everything Bill Belichick believes in. And then you have the other over here, which is bridge quarterback Cam Newton comes in. They had a tough schedule. He's motivated. He's been wronged. He's reinvigorated. He's posting workout videos on Instagram.
Looks good.
He looks great. He's only 30. The whole world, like the Carolina Panthers, really, I have to admit, I don't feel sorry for Cam Newton, but the Carolina Panthers have done him dirty. They waited until free agency started and said, you can look for a trade now. And then they go out and sign Teddy Bridgewater, which was dirty. And then no team, everyone's like, well, we're not going to trade for him because we know that you need to get rid of him now. So then they, of course, they cut him. So before we get into all that, let me tell you this. There is not an athlete, and I covered Cam for the first 4 years of his career, who is so anti-Boston, anti-New England, and everything that he is about. Yet, you've seen the talent. He won an MVP. He has the ability. You look at over the course of the last 3 years that he played, not counting 2019 because he didn't play that much, but he was 30th in QBR, 32nd in terms of yards, in terms of him completion percentage, which is like he's 60% of his career. He has like 64 touchdowns to 44 interceptions the last 3 years in 2016, 2017, 2018. His record's been bad. He's fallen off. He's damaged goods. All that being said, if you're Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and Belichick has talked about he's extolled Cam's virtues, would you consider bringing in someone like Cam Newton?
Hell no.
Nice Vince McMahon.
No, to me, this all hinges on one name, and it's not Cam Newton, and it's not Trevor Lawrence. It's not Justin Fields. It hinges on a singular name.
Jarrett Stidham.
No chance in hell.
If you think Jarrett Stidham is the second coming of Russell Wilson, you know, a mid-round pick, athletic, leader, work ethic, he is going to take me far in the next 5, 10, 12 years, then Jarrett Stidham is the plan. If you think Jarrett Stidham is just a guy, he's, you know, maybe he's Matt Cassel at his high, but he's not more than that. You know, I'm never going to win anything with Jarrett Stidham. Then you don't waste your time with Cam Newton, because that bridge is a bridge to nowhere. It's a bridge to mediocrity. It's a bridge to a middle of the first round pick, because you're going to have a very difficult schedule. You do not have a great roster, and you're not going to win a lot of games. You'll win some, but you're not going to win a lot of games. So you're in that mediocrity middle. What does that get you? It doesn't get you a quarterback for next year. Doesn't even get you a blue-chip prospect. Gets you the opportunity to draft a pretty good first-round player at whatever, 14, 16, 18, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's useless. That's nowhere land. All that does is peter out Bill Belichick's career as he turns 68, 69, 70. If Jarrett Stidham is the future, then you go with Jarrett Stidham. Maybe take some lumps this year for the payoff in a year or two. If Jarrett Stidham is not the future, then I think you can only consider the tanking possibility. And maybe that's with Jarrett Stidham. Maybe you know Jarrett Stidham's really not that good, and we're going to go out there and try with a young quarterback, and we're going to get our butts whooped in a tough schedule. The one thing I don't agree with is Michael Lombardi, who I like to call a fob. And again, not the fob that starts your car. It's a friend of Bill Belichick that has been in Bill Belichick's meetings, not only in New England, but in Cleveland. And he says, no way, it's against everything the Patriots stand for. Oh, contraire, mon frere, I completely disagree. Everything they stand for is doing what's in the best interest of the football team. And if Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields is in the best interest of the football team, then you do it. You take your lumps. You swallow your pride. You put your ego in your back pocket, and you decide to start a new era. Because for 30 years, essentially, and it's 28, I guess, the Patriots have had a franchise quarterback, have never had to think about the quarterback position. You either had Drew Bledsoe, the number one overall pick, who was still the man, signing a $100 million contract when Mo Lewis took him out. Tom Brady took over. By the next year, you had Tom Brady, a Super Bowl hero, right? The youngest quarterback to ever lead his team to the Super Bowl. So you didn't have a question about quarterback then. You traded Drew Bledsoe and you moved on. So for 30 years. And how did that start? Started by going 2-14. I don't think they tanked that year. I think they just suck. But they got the number one overall pick, added a foundational piece in Drew Bledsoe, and for 30 years, they were one of the more competitive football teams in the National Football League. He took them to a Super Bowl, and then he obviously turned the reins over to Tom Brady, and they became the greatest dynasty ever. If Trevor Fields will take the combination
sure.
of the two.
Yeah.
If one of those guys, and you have to believe in those guys, you have to have early scouting reports those guys are legit. That's the future. But again, it only hinges on what Bill Belichick thinks about Jarrett Stidham.
But how do you, right. So here's my thing. And
because what does Cam Newton do?
No.
What does he do?
Here's what he does. That's a great question. I want to take your calls on this, too. Would you consider him here, if you're Belichick, to be the next quarterback of the Patriots, at least for one season? 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Here's what he does. He keeps you relevant. He keeps you interesting. He keeps you compelling. Now, you can be interesting and relevant from a different standpoint, because Jarrett Stidham as we all expect, will take his lumps. And like any rookie quarterback, Peyton Manning, Troy Aikman, you name it, they're going to take their lumps. It's rare that a rookie quarterback comes in, even if it's Patrick Mahomes, who in his first year as a starting quarterback in the NFL won the MVP. That just doesn't happen. You mentioned Russell Wilson as well. Here's my thing on Cam Newton. Now, he would come in for the veteran minimum. If you were consider, no signing bonus, no roster bonus, no nothing. But I always felt about Cam, he went to a perfect place that really insulates and supports their players and doesn't criticize. A very soft market in Charlotte. And I was there, and man, I tell you, I'm not even kidding you. I get emails, I get death threats. We used to have this listener line that would call in. When if I would say something bad about Cam Newton's game, people would call in. People really, like Panther fans they're delusional and they can't criticize. If you rag on Cam Newton for having a bad game, it's like you were calling their mother saying that she was promiscuous or a skank. That's how they would take it. They would go, so if Cam came here, he's all of a sudden welcome to the media shark tank with a bunch of great whites.
Right.
You're not in, and you have the Charlotte Observer and the Raleigh News Observer or whatever it is. It's interesting, and do I think that he could continue and make it for 1 year if you want a bridge quarterback? But again, I see what you're saying. I also want to see baptism by fire. What can Jarrett Stidham do? Is he the guy? He was a fourth-round pick a year ago. You saw some things. You liked him in the preseason. He was having a little bit of a connection, a symbiotic connection with Jacoby Myers for a while in the preseason. He only had four attempts in the regular season. One of them was a pick six against the Jets. I throw that out. So you by doing that, yes, you are delaying the chance to see what the future is all about. But you go to Jarrett Stidham, I can tell this, and you know this as well as I do. I put my hair on the line that this team is, there's no chance in hell you are making the playoffs with Jarrett Stidham as your starting quarterback.
Is there a chance in hell you go to the AFC title game with Cam Newton?
There's a chance you go to the playoffs.
Oh, playoffs, I might give you.
That's what I mean. Well, listen.
But is that what it's about?
But I'm like,
staying relevant, they're automatically relevant. Because they're the Patriots, because they're coming off a dynasty, and because Bill Belichick's the coach. Everybody wants to see what it looks like without Tom Brady, right? So they're automatically relevant for this year. 2020,
sure.
The relevancy is in the bank.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yep.
So I don't need to make a decision based on relevancy. A, I don't think Bill Belichick would ever make a decision based on quote-unquote relevancy. That's a, you know, Jets, Giants, win the back page kind of a decision that I don't think he would ever take into consideration. The thing is, does he think tanking's irresponsible? Remember when he was very critical of the Indianapolis Colts for the way they handled, you know, Peyton Manning got hurt, they didn't have a backup, they weren't, I thought that was irresponsible. Okay, was it? Because they got Andrew Luck,
yeah, it worked
which
out.
Which should have been.
Oh, yeah.
It played out strangely.
The first 3 years of his career, like, they made the playoffs.
Oh.
They won a game.
He was going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
Even if he didn't retire with the injuries, he was probably going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. So you drafted a Hall of Fame quarterback out of your irresponsible act. So is that responsible? Seems responsible to me. If you can make a decision that's good for 10 years, that hurts for one, right? Isn't that a responsible decision? So I think you have to consider the tanking idea if you don't have confidence in Jarrett Stidham.
Here's where I have an issue, and I compare this to one person or a couple people. The people 2 years ago that wanted Carmelo Anthony to become a Celtic. Here's another guy. To me, there's another guy I look at who's really Cam Newton. Well, he's the Cam Newton of the NBA. Russell Westbrook. MVP. Sports Center highlight guaranteed. Like, oh, viral. Look at this. Look at that. All this stuff. But I will tell you, you will never win a title with either one. Now, the Panthers got close. And I've always been a Cam Newton critic because I see him for what he is. He's great in the community with kids. But I saw this guy come into Carolina. And in his first year before he, like even before he ever snapped a pass. And that's, listen, no disrespect, like, that's great. Deals with Microsoft, Danone Yogurt, Beats by Dre. Had his own clothing line at a southern clothing store called Belk. had his own clothing line called Made, which folded like a cheap tent, as you can. So I'm like, this dude, and I get you want to strike while the iron's hot, but for me, I'm a, to quote Vince McMahon or the late great Whitney Houston, hell to the no on Cam Newton. Would it make you sexier for this year? Yes.
Yes.
Would it it would make you sexier. But I think long term, the residual effects of that would be bad. And he would get, here's another thing. You, like, for you who worked in Foxborough for 17, 18 years, how do you feel about, I'll give you this one. After a win, taking an hour and a half to shower, get on your GQ front cover, an hour and a half for the media. You think they're going to appreciate that?
No.
You know what I mean? So this is the thing. If Cam got drafted by, well, he would never got drafted by the Patriots because they had Tom Brady. But I'm just saying, if he went to a market like New York, New England, Philly, or Chicago, I have a feeling he'd be on his third or fourth team in the NFL right now. He went to a place that they insulate you. They don't criticize you. They coddle you. You are like, you know, it's yes, they've had a professional sport. They've had the Charlotte Hornets, Bobcats, and now the Hornets again. Yes, they've had the Panthers now for 25 years, but it's a soft media market. They want to protect you. They don't want anything, you know, like Steve Smith and all these guys. Steve Smith sucker punched three of his former teammates. He got arrested one time for doing it, and they love him there. I mean, and granted, he's one of the greatest Carolina Panthers there of all time and whatever, but they made all the excuses in the world just like they did for Cam. And I told them, here's where one thing I will say about Cam. Bill Belichick, he's won six Super Bowls. To me, if I have to encapsulate what Cam Newton was all about, 2015, 15-1 season, MVP, 4 minutes to go, you're down by five, there's a fumble, the ball is on the ground, and it's between you and DeMarcus Ware, and you don't dive on the ball. And after the Super Bowl, you make excuses, well, I was going to torque my leg. No, the ball is on the ground, it was the Super Bowl. Like, if he did that in New England, honestly, there would have been death threats.
Probably.
Literally.
And I'll be honest with you, that was the turning point in his career.
That was it.
Is the image of his career.
Yeah.
But the thing that drives me nuts about him even more than that is I'm old school. I went to a high school where nobody was allowed to wear the number one. The number one has always bothered me with him. I think it's symbolic of an eye. It's just like the Superman thing.
For quarterback,
and
yes.
When he comes out and the first snap of the game, yep. He does that thing where he breaks the huddle, but then he steps back from the center, and I don't know if he says a prayer, but he does this and points to it. It's all about him.
I know. Oh, yeah.
It's always about Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And then the team is secondary to that. The fashion post-game and all the looks. And it's always about Cam first, team second.
Yes.
Which is weird because he was a great winner in college. He won at the junior college, gets to Auburn, he wins there.
Undefeated.
And he even because he's a great athlete.
Sure.
He's one of the great athletes of our generation.
Yep.
If you really want to look at it, the arm strength, the running ability, the size, the speed, everything. He's a phenomenal athlete. But I don't know that he's a phenomenal competitor. I don't know that he's a phenomenal winner. And I think you'd be following up maybe the greatest winner in football history and Tom Brady with the opposite.
Yeah.
A guy who doesn't win at all costs, doesn't have that competitive nature. He has that competitive nature about Cam. Look good, play good, that old school thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not about the team he plays for, in my opinion. And that has always rubbed me the wrong way. And I just have no interest in him. I just couldn't see him going into that locker room and fitting in with a Julian Edelman and a Devin McCourty and a Matthew Slater and these guys that have, with Tom Brady, created for however long they've been there, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, this atmosphere of winning. And then Cam Newton comes in, and that's the guy I'm supposed to follow to the battlefield?
Let me give you a story. His second year in the season, the Giants were the reigning Super Bowl champs in 2012. Eli comes into town on a Thursday night, nationally televised game, obviously, and the Panthers are down 23-0 with about less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Cam scores a touchdown, and he goes to the corner of the end zone to do the Superman thing. Ryan Khalil and Jordan Gross come over to him and stop him. Like, dude.
Right.
You can't. Dude, we're getting our asses
kicked.
Have
some awareness.
23-6. We're down by three scores, and you're trying to do the damn Superman pose.
Yeah.
That to me, and another thing too, like, and I, like the guy they drafted who ended up being a good player, he was actually pretty good in Carolina, and now he's out of the league now, is Kelvin Benjamin. I remember they were going to play Buffalo before a game, and Cam went over to Kelvin Benjamin to try to talk to him about, hey, you know, what's up, you know, and Kelvin Benjamin just like, get the F away from me. That to me spoke volumes about like teammates that was all. I also know this, probably shouldn't share this on the air, but I know for a fact, well, I won't say who, but the Carolina Panthers went to Cam after his rookie year. And down at Duke, David Cutcliffe would have Peyton and Eli work out with certain quarterbacks, whether they were in college, but even the NFL, that like, and Cam was like, nah, I'm good. I don't need it.
Right.
I don't need to learn from Peyton Manning. I don't need to learn from Eli Manning, who had just won his second Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't need that. Also, he's got like, for me, I'm hell no on Cam Newton either. And he's so the antithesis of everything Boston and New England. He would get absolutely eviscerated. The media here, he wouldn't be able to take it. He would not be able to take what they do. If he thought that Charlotte was bad, oh my God, this place would kill. You know where I think he's a perfect fit? I think he's a fit for like the Chargers.
He's perfect for the Chargers.
You know what I mean?
They need star power, impact, look at me, all of that.
Yes.
He can bring that there. He can be mediocre there. They can win enough to be somewhat relevant there.
All you need to know is the coach, his only coach he's ever had in his career, Ron Rivera, who just left and is at the Redskins now. Ron Rivera traded for the guy that was his backup, Kyle Allen. Doesn't even want Cam. He's going to go, I'm going to go Kyle Allen or Dwayne Haskins, and then we'll see what happens with these two guys. They'll fight it out. And so your thoughts on that, we'll get to all calls, lines lit up, 617-779-7937, trending.
Listen to Dale and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Roger Goodell told NFL teams the league plans to carry out the draft is scheduled at the end of the month. You're okay with that though, right?
I want the draft.
Okay, good. So, but you
I think there has to be a draft.
Do you realize you were wrong in the free agency last week?
I don't think that I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Especially since they tweaked it.
Amen.
Hey, you will find nobody more stubborn than I am.
I know. No,
I'm going down with my ship.
No, I look in the mirror. I find someone much stubborn than you are.
They also tweaked their rules to placate me. They said nobody can visit. No visits are hosted. No visits are taken in free agency. That was one of my concerns. I knew there was going to be some teams that would and some teams that wouldn't, and that would create a competitive imbalance.
You were
nice job by Andy to couch it.
Yeah, wrong.
Shut your pie hole.
Amen. He's just one of these wrong.
You're a producer. Stop talking on air.
Oh, Amen. Feel free to chime in anytime you want.
Anytime I disagree with Andy.
Yes. WrestleMania still on schedule. Two-night event next weekend. Show's going to be broadcast from the empty, sterile WWE training facility, the Performance Center in Orlando. Gronk as the host. Roman Reigns, who's still recovering. It's amazing we have wrestling. But we literally, like, what are we going to talk about right now?
What else
now?
You got?
Now, there's one sad news not sad, but she'll be fine. Doris Burke announced that she was tested positive for coronavirus. So hopefully, you know, she'll get through it. The one thing I did see, which is good news, Donovan Mitchell's already gotten rid of it.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you just do, like, self-quarantine. But
some of that is a little, I've been reading probably too much on coronavirus on the internet.
I know.
And there's already stories out of China with people testing negative for it and then testing positive for it a second time. So they're kind of figuring out the science there. Now, again, it comes from China, and I read it on the internet. So
Well, I'm sure it's true.
Everything's true on the internet.
Oh, can you just tell what you told me? Because that's breaking all over. The president of the United States consulted whom?
Oh, Alex Rodriguez.
On what?
Coronavirus. Where else would you go? I mean, where else would you go? If you're thinking, I'm going to make a list of, say,
Dr. Fauci, you know, like, yeah.
How many people you think you'd have to list before you got to Alex Rodriguez?
1,000?
More. I would say a million. Millions.
Known infectious disease specialist,
right?
Alex Rodriguez.
Millions.
Well, he might have different diseases, but those are not infectious diseases. We don't know. But those
Okay, there's one way I'd ask him.
What?
Is there any chance that anabolic steroids can prevent coronavirus? Because if that's true, he's an expert in that area. I'm calling A-Rod. Otherwise, millions of people.
I would say, okay, give me the random science teacher at every high school in America, the random science teacher at every college in America. All would be ahead of A-Rod.
Put Bill Nye on that list.
Sure.
I'd call J-Lo before A-Rod just because she's J-Lo.
Yeah, that's not exactly, oof. Oh, on a separate sports note, the woman from Fox Business Channel, Trish Reagan.
She got canned, right?
Bye-bye.
She got canned for calling the COVID-19 a hoax and just another thing to try to impeach President Trump. They got rid of her quickly. As they say, Trish, that didn't age well.
Nope.
That did not age well.
I was also a late-to-the-party coronavirus guy, but I didn't say anything that dramatically stupid.
No. I mean, like, you know, it is what it is, but like...
I can tell you before Black Thursday, that Thursday where the updates were coming fast and furious.
March 12th.
The day before, I was sort of like, yeah, it's kind of a big deal, but it's not really affecting. And then all of a sudden, the roof blew off.
Boom. That's it. Yeah. And Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting NBA owners and players are pushing for the season to be resumed and are floating ideas such as playing games at one neutral site like the NBA Summer League does in Vegas. That's what's trending. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny. But fun is coming along, man. This is a big game for him.
Yeah, this is 10 or 20 years ago. Most people wouldn't, you kind of can't do that anymore. That was not a good thing. He's certainly said a lot of dumb things, and I think also would epitomize, and you could say what you want, when he was really in the epicenter of the football world revolved around him after his MVP season, when they were getting on a plane to go to Santa Clara to face the Broncos in the Super Bowl. Do you remember the pants that he wore?
No, I do.
They were the gold zebra like pants. It was just like he just had to be. It's all, even though the team's going to the Super Bowl and you could wear a suit and he wore this outfit as if he was in a movie that was in the 70s with, you know, like it just.
But he always looked like a grandmother. Like, I didn't even get the fashion style.
No, I know.
He always reminded me of a grandmother.
Yeah.
Which was weird with his choice of it's like grandma after she did her curlers and wore some sort of a bandana over it. Like, he was always just out there.
Yeah.
Just out there. And it's all about a me.
He made the media wait in Atlanta one time. In Atlanta, after they beat the Falcons to clinch the South in 2013, he made them wait an hour and a half. And it was, I'm just like, dude, you do this crap in any other market, you are done.
Had to make sure his shawl was on right.
Right. I mean, it's just like,
the rollers had to come out. It took a while, the hot rollers.
Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Chris in Uxbridge on Mark and Hart. Guys, what's up, Chris? Hey.
Guys, love the show. I called wanting to promote and hopefully bring in Cam Newton. You've completely taken me off of that.
Well, don't let the, you know, we're not trying to lead the witnesses on the stand here.
He was zebra pit gold.
Go back and look at it. It's just the dumbest thing
ever. He clearly didn't have mirrors in his house.
Yeah.
Complete jerk. But my question is, what the hell's the plan? Like, well, are we going to get a free agent? Like Jordan Reed, a tight end, might be a nice, you know, guy to bring in. I mean, we haven't brought anybody in.
Well, they could have gone after Eric Ebron, but the nope. Steelers beat
well,
him
they
up.
Don't have any money. Our friend Pat's cap, I don't know if you follow
no,
him.
No, Miguel.
They're down to what you could maybe buy a starter house in Boston. It's like $890,000. Not millions. Yeah, millions.
Guys, if the plan is to not spend money, then why re-sign McCourty and keep Gilmore, and why not just blow it up completely if you can't do it? I don't know.
I think McCourty and Slater, regardless of what you do, you have to have some leadership. You do not want pure post-Tom Brady chaos. And I think those guys are about as good as you can get leadership-wise. Spokesman.
Yeah, but why would they want to stay?
Well, I can tell you McCourty wants to stay because he wants to play with his brother, and they're settled here, and they live across the street from each other, and it's all he's ever known. And same thing for Slater.
Most bizarre. We have Trump as president. Betts is gone. Brady's in Tampa. What the hell? I might have to move. I don't know.
All right, Chris.
Well, Chris, I just want to thank you for making Eamon's job easy on the Fastest Five.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure that line, Trump is president, Betts is gone, Brady's in Tampa, might have to move.
How about
that
this
a good line.
How about this, what they're saying with baseball? Is that, I mean, you'd like to think they're going to have a season, but like there's talk that this season might not begin in July or... Mookie Betts might not play for the Dodgers.
Correct. Be the greatest caper in the history of sports. You trade him away, you get three prospects, sort of two prospects.
Sure, sure.
He never plays for the Dodgers, and then you re-sign him because you've reset your books.
I don't think they re-sign him, but...
I don't either, but yeah. I can dream, can't I?
Yeah.
All I have right now is sports fantasies. I don't have real sports. Can you let a man dream for a few seconds?
Well, there's somebody on the text line who said that there's a new thing now. If just to sort of pass time, if you liked it, it's called quarantine porn.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I have no idea, but...
Wait a minute. So there's... if I have to stay 6 feet away...
Right.
I mean,
right.
Unless you're really impressive,
right.
It's kind of hard to say 6 feet away.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a horse out there could take part. Or yeah. What are
even
we talking about here?
Dirk Diggler and Boogie Nights.
No,
was it?
No.
You know, let's just be real. Jeff's up in a car. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, before we talk sports, I just wanted to say... good luck with the dog search. I have a black lab pit bull mix, or at least I know she's part black lab, and I think the other part is pit.
Nice.
The best dog. Beautiful, beautiful dog. Love her to death, and dogs are awesome. So good luck with your search.
Thank you.
And, they're the best. I like them more than people.
Yep. Oh, most people do, Jeff. Most people do.
Yep. But, Cam Newton is not a fit for New England. He's just not. I like him, and I think he's a talented player, but he's not a fit up here. He just, the chemistry-wise, I think it would be a disaster.
I agree with you. I think, Mike Lombardi said that tanking goes against everything that the Patriots are about. I think Cam Newton goes against everything that the Patriots are about.
He does. He does, Jeff.
Exactly.
He does.
Yeah, he's just not a fit. And, your previous caller brought up a very interesting point. He said, what's the plan going forward? I got the more I think about this, I don't think Belichick and Kraft expected Brady to walk. And I think they just thought that, he'd cave, it would be business as usual.
Yeah.
And now they're up the proverbial creek saying, what are we going to do? I mean, you brought Hoyer back.
I know.
By the way, was not part of the plan because he was a member of the Indianapolis Colts
right. Until
they signed Rivers and then cut him.
Right, and here's another thing, Jeff, too. And he reportedly has been told, granted, that a lot of guys get told a lot of things when they're being recruited or signed or whatever, that he's going to compete for the starting job with Stidham. So Brian Hoyer to compete for the – who's never actually started a game here in New England. Now, that to me epitomizes everything you just said. They thought that Brady would do what he has done for the previous 20 years. He would cave. He would capitulate to whatever crap they were going to put on the table. And instead, he finally said, no, I'm leaving. And I think at that point, it had gone beyond the point of no return. And he wanted to just say, I want a new start.
Exactly. And, you know, what we're at now with respect to the Patriots, we're back to mediocrity. We're back to the days of Drew Bledsoe and prior to that.
And Jeff, I'm glad you said that, because the amazing thing is it's usually national people. Chris Sims, Stephen A. Smith, who was another guy that was talking about? Terry Bradshaw. The Patriots are going to do this. And I think Belichick will be more successful than Brady. Not this year he won't be. Not this year. Maybe like next year or 2021 or thereafter, if Brady retires. Like, what have you looked at Tampa's roster? Tom Brady put himself in a better position to succeed in Tampa than he would have had if he stayed in New England. That's the sad part in all this. Tampa's in a position to succeed, and like, they've got the weapons. They just need a conductor. They need a maestro, and they've got the one who's the greatest of all time, who now feels like he has something to prove, and he's going to be extra motivated. And now it's like, now he gets the chance to prove. That, to me, is going to be the single most compelling storyline, at least here in New England. How will Brady be without Belichick? How will Belichick be without Brady?
I mean, that's the National Football League storyline.
Seriously.
I think, to some degree.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have Patrick Mahomes and the defending champion.
Yeah, yeah.
You have other Lamar Jackson. What is he? But Tom Brady and the Bucs have ascended to, you know, what's the limit? 6 primetime games or 5 primetime?
Oh,
they've
right.
ascended to that conversation.
They are relevant.
Which of those?
Yep.
And that's just the reality. It's good for the NFL. Might not be good for the Patriots.
No. And it won't be good this year. And if you think the Patriots is, and I want to get to this too, and we'll continue to take your calls on Cam Newton. It's amazing that everybody talks about, you know, what will happen if Brady doesn't win a Super Bowl, if Brady doesn't have as much success in Tampa. My question is this, is that, what happens to Belichick's legacy? Let's get to that, too. 617-779-7937.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
If I told you one and the or not the other was going to make it next year, do you think Brady or Belichick has a better chance to get back?
Oh, Belichick. I am such a Belichick believer. Belichick has proven to me time and time again that he can take a quarterback that's not Tom Brady and he can win. We know how great Brady is. Come on, let's not fool ourselves. But I also know that Belichick is one of a kind head coach, and I can see him perhaps making a move. How about Tua? What if Tua goes to New England? How beautiful would that be? Not going to happen, but what if? There's a lot of scenarios, and we just watch Belichick and let's see what this thing does, how it plays out.
Oh, Belichick. Oh, okay. By the way, can you get the soundbite where he says about the Patriots getting Tua? Terry Bradshaw talks about the Patriots get Tua. I'm sorry, Terry. Did they trade up to get the top 5 pick that I didn't know of?
With no picks to trade up?
Right. They don't have a second rounder, Mohamed Sanu. Did they trade up to, like, what are you doing?
How about Tua? What if Tua goes to New England? How beautiful would that be?
Dude, are you just throwing ish against the wall?
At least he admits not going to happen.
Okay. Okay. And Terry, not for nothing, Tua's not, like, I'm sorry, like, that's not the guy.
Well, it's what everybody's doing. Deshaun Watson. What? Why is Deshaun Watson going to be the Patriots quarterback a year from now? Like, I don't really... Is Bill O'Brien's that crazy that in consecutive years he's going to trade away DeAndre Hopkins and then give up on Deshaun Watson? He's not, by the way. I've talked to Billy O'Brien about Deshaun Watson. He thinks Deshaun Watson is God's gift to basically leadership, football, and everything that goes into it.
And I've seen, like, they've asked him about, like, game film and all that stuff, and it's like, he is so smart. That guy is just, no. If Bill O'Brien will be signing his, basically, expulsion papers from Houston.
No, they wouldn't let him.
No.
That's one of those deals where the owner goes, what did you just say to me?
Right.
Get out. Just go.
Just
Deshaun's staying, you're not.
All right. 617-779-7937. Chris in Manchester. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Chris. Super. How are you?
Not too bad. I first want to say I'm so far off of Cam Newton. You know, he's a great talent. He's a great quarterback. but he just really would not fit in Boston. He'd be a great fit somewhere else, but we have a pretty harsh fan base around here.
Yeah. Yes, no question.
He doesn't understand. Like, listen, man, I was there. I saw what Charlotte's all about. You can't criticize players there. The media protects them. The fans protect them. They looked up to Cam like he was going to be the one that's going to lead them to multiple Super Bowls, and they believed in him, and they even after, you know what's amazing about, like, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris, and this is where you appreciate being a masshole and being from New England and being from real sports fans who know their sports. They defended this guy after he didn't dive on the ground for the freaking ball in the damn
Easy.
Super Bowl.
Easy.
In the Super Bowl, right. Chris. They still defended this guy on that play, which possibly cost them winning their only Super Bowl in franchise history. That's how stupid and myopic they are.
The rest of the country was criticizing him while they were gathering around him.
Right, right, right. Oh, dude, they have the worst, honestly. It's like they have a pack of fans that travel together, and they travel to road games, and they, like, it's like, oh my, they're such losers.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No,
you just crossed over. It's okay for fans to travel.
No,
have support. Patriots have that.
No, that's fine, but I'm saying that they don't know how to analyze their team. They just, you can tell. Listen, it's like anything else. They're a mid-major market. Remember college basketball used to have this thing called mid-majors?
Yes.
They're a mid-major.
Right.
Like, you are what you are. You're a two-team sports
and
town.
He was their star. And so you can sort of understand the psychology beyond, this is the greatest star we've ever had. He's our guy.
Yeah.
So we're going to hook on to him. We're going to latch on him to him for better, for worse, till death do us part. And they died and parted.
Legacies, Belichick versus Brady. Let's get into that next. Right here, Mark and Hart. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Hour number three.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.